Welcome to the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. With over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist, I am dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Learn about the power of thought and how it shapes your life to take risks, change careers, find love, go on adventures, and live passionately with me, Dr. Diane. Get ready for revolutionary ways of thinking, being, and creating an amazing life. The Dr. Diane Show starts now. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Diane Hayden, and you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, where we will explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul. Each week on the Dr. Diane Show, we will have experts from around the country discussing cutting-edge topics on longevity medicine, natural health, mindset, and soul purpose to help you shift your perspective and become a mindset warrior like me. I am excited today to welcome two guests to my show, Jennifer Dubicki, who's a licensed acupuncturist. She has over 14 years of experience in traditional Chinese medicine, including acupuncture and herbology. She understands how to use food as therapy and has used other holistic modalities, including homeopathy, for treating the root cause of illness. Jennifer graduated with her master's in traditional Chinese medicine from the Atlantic Institute of Oriental Medicine in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in 2007. And she opened her own wellness clinic called The Healing Circle in Fort Lauderdale for 10 years before returning to her birthplace of Connecticut. And Gigi Aducci is certified as an integrative health coach and patient navigator from the Graduate Institute located in Bethany, Connecticut. Gigi is also an IACT certified colon hydrotherapist and is certified on the Libby device to provide a semi-private colonic on an open system. Gigi brought the first open system to Connecticut. She has had a strong passion for colonics since 2006, and she is committed to each client and helping them achieve their best selves physically and emotionally. Her goal is to have holistic modalities included in mainstream healthcare, and she strives to educate and introduce integrative medicine to all communities and aims to end social disparities when it comes to quality healthcare. So welcome, Jennifer and Gigi. How are you guys today?
Hi, thanks. Good. We're fine. We're good.
Awesome. Awesome. So I met you guys recently. You own the Vitalized Performance Group right here in Glastonbury, Connecticut, which is an amazing space. And I always like to start with a little bit of background on, I think it's interesting for my listeners to know, you know, how did you guys get into holistic medicine and how, you know, and start a clinic together? And then we're going to get into a bunch of questions about what you guys do and all the amazing things you're offering at Vitalized Performance. So how did that happen? How did you guys meet and how did you start the clinic?
So I thought of this clinic as a patient. So I looked at it, what would a patient want? What would a patient need? And so I put different modalities under one roof. At least that was my goal. And I worked very hard to go out and seek people. So in 2004, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. In 2006, they wanted to take out 50% of my colon. I just got married maybe 2 years earlier and had my child in 2004. So I got diagnosed. I got really bad, very sick right after birth of my 10 pounder. And things just kept getting worse. And I didn't even know about holistic medicine. You know, I never heard of a naturopath. I never heard of anything except for acupuncture and chiropractor. That's all I knew in this world. So I gave the GIs and the medical doctors about 2 years of my life. And I felt like I was dying. And I said, I need to find something different. And I was going to go out there and find it. And thank God I did. And then I learned about all different types of modalities, all in a book. Kevin Trudeau, he's doing time right now, but that man saved my life, as many others, and introduced me to holistic healthcare. And the practice was right across the street from my house, not even knowing who they were, as they don't advertise who and what it is that they are. And I just felt like this was a secret that everybody should know about. So I met Jen. This was all an idea. And I was putting out So I'm looking for people. So I already had the naturopaths. I already had the team that put me back together again back in 2006 and helped save my life. So I had some people, but I needed the main people, right? The main characters. And that was Jennifer. I needed my acupuncturist and somebody to do the shockwaves and to help me run the office and do the business, because I've never done anything like this. I come from a world of real estate and advertising. So I don't know anything about running a clinic. So thank God. The place wasn't even built yet. We barely bought the place. We had to turn it inside out. I met her in a coffee shop. She probably thought I was a scam artist. she showed up anyway. She kept coming to the meetings in the coffee shop. So it was a blessing. Everything just worked out the way it should. Everything fell into place miraculously, almost, you know, just the people just coming in, the right people, the right fit at the right time. And it just turned out to be a beautiful thing.
Well, that's an awesome story. And I just truly believe that when things are meant to be like that, they literally just fall into place. It's easy, right? And you meet the right people, you know, it's almost kind of an effortless flow. And there's so many holistic practitioners that have this story that we're hearing from you today about how they had just a terrible experience with allopathic medicine, traditional medicine, and no doctor could really help them. And so they had to really go out like you did and do all this research on your own and try to figure this out. And so I think it's amazing that you've now dedicated your life to helping more people do that, for sure. So Jen, I wanted to ask you, you know, how did you get involved in, you know, deciding to become an acupuncturist?
Well, when I was a teenager, actually in high school, I had really bad migraines and my mom used to take me to an acupuncturist. And then in my early 20s, I got sick again and I was treated in a hospital in Boston that combined Western medicine with Eastern medicine. So when I graduated from undergrad school, I decided I was going to go get my graduate degree in traditional Chinese medicine. So look, I was in my early 20s. So luckily I was introduced to it young because my mom knew about acupuncture.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. We all have our journeys, right? I mean, I was pretty much, you know, went through a traditional education, getting my doctorate in exercise physiology, and crazy enough, they teach you like next to nothing about nutrition, which to me is 90% of whether you want to lose weight or gain muscle or whatever. You know, the exercise part of it is very little, but we don't really learn anything of that. And luckily I got just the right thing hit my path and I ended up working for two different nutritional supplement companies. And that's where I got all of my education in holistic medicine and met all different types of practitioners like yourselves and naturopaths and integrative physicians. And then of course that led me to start my two magazines, but it is just amazing that all these modalities are out there and yet so many people don't know about it. I mean, that's why I started the magazines as a way to educate the local community on look at all these opportunities that are out here. If you choose not to go down the route of allopathic medicine, or you've been down that route and nothing is working for you. But you're right. It's, you know, it's difficult for people like yourself to market yourselves and figure out how to do that. And quite honestly, that really isn't what you should be spending your time doing, right? Like you right. Both are specialists, right? You want to do what you're passionate about, which is helping the patient for sure. So we're going to get into some of the really cool, interesting modalities that you do, but I wanted to just ask you a couple, you know, more philosophical questions if we can for our audience, because when I've talked to you both, it definitely comes across to me that you have this idea of wanting to bring all of these things together under one roof. So what is your idea of the perfect healthcare system?
So can I answer that one?
Sure.
Jen can answer it too. We'll see. Go ahead. But first I want to just touch up. There is, I think there is room for allopathic medicine, of course, and holistic. And it has to kind of come together and work together. our medical providers like lacking serious knowledge. Yeah, I think they really need to at least have a few classes on botanical medicine and nutrition for sure. You know, they really need to know exactly what the body needs. What does the heart function on? What nutrient does the pump, you know, the blood gets pumping and stuff like that. What feeds that mitochondria? You know, they really need to learn everything, you know. So that's, but even when they do know that, I think there's a place for everyone to coexist. And it is possible, and I think it's very necessary that everybody coexists. And but we have to bring in the whole part of it, right? So we need that testing, that all those fancy testing machines that they have, and the emergency medicine, and the surgeries, and the surgeons, and the anesthesiologist, my favorite person in a hospital. You know, we need to have those kind of guys always. But there is a time when you have to focus on healing, which is really, if we don't get to the root cause, identify the problem and treat the root cause, we're never going to fix that person. Mm-hmm. And I think allopathic medicine is just not, they don't think that way. They don't care about that. They don't know how to find the root cause of any illness, nor are they interested. Or it seems that they're not interested, you know, and I think they're not interested because they just haven't learned anything about it yet. So through education on their end, on our end, and for everybody to coexist and work together, like at our clinic, we try to work with their healthcare providers. So if they have a cardiologist, we send out letters and you know, we have urologists and cardiologists sending people to our office. And primary care physicians have sent people here too for many, many different health issues. So we are kind of doing that. We're working together with the allopathic guys. We're bringing, and it's a beautiful thing. It's like the medical doctors are finally learning that they need help mm-hmm. to help their patients. And we're seeing it almost every day. And it is a beautiful thing. And I see the change happening, and I see the need and want on the physician's ends. And we're totally excited when we get somebody new to holistic healthcare. And they're like, what? I never heard of that. Like, what is that? And it's awesome. And our job is like awesome because we get newbies every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Jen, did you want to add anything to that?
Oh, I think Gigi covered it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, definitely there's a place for both. You know, obviously if you're in a major car accident or you fall off of something and break a bone, you know, you're probably not going to go to your naturopath to fix that. You're going to go to the emergency room. So yes, we have to work together. That's always been my belief. And there's some things that allopathic medicine does exceptionally well. And there's other things that holistic medicine does exceptionally well. And it's really the mingling, the bringing together of both of those. And, you know, I feel like let the allopathic medicine people do what they do best and let the holistic medicine people do what they do best. And together, I think we can really be more co-creative and create the perfect healthcare system for sure. And maybe it's not, you know, I think allopathic medicine doctors should have more knowledge about nutrition and herbs and all these different, you know, holistic modalities that we talk about, but that's really not their specialty. So, you know, I think better would be for them to refer to clinics like yours. It's so amazing to hear that that's happening and that you've been able to, you know, make some connections with, you know, that medical community and they're now sending patients to you. That's fantastic. Yeah. So I love that. Tell me a little bit about just other things that you offer at the clinic there.
So we have a naturopath here as well, the hydrocolonics, acupuncture, herbs. We do shockwave therapy for erectile dysfunction, as well as nerve damage and pain issues. We offer an ionic foot detox, as well as infrared sauna.
And the biomat.
Oh,
and now we have a biomat, and soon we're going to have, what's that Tesla?
Oh, the Tesla healing coils. Ooh, and that's coming soon.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you see a wide range of patients. We're going to talk in more detail about the Gaines Wave therapy. I'm excited to learn about that. And I'm sure our listeners are too. But you really see all kinds of, I mean, really for the depth of what you just described in terms of what you offer there, really anyone who has any chronic, you know, ailment can come and see you guys and get help depending on what it is.
Yeah, anything from a headache to constipation to a rash.
You name it, we've probably treated it.
Asthma, yeah, pretty much anything. And acupuncture helps with healing. So after surgery, so it speeds up healing. So there's a lot that we can definitely work together.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you said that because I think people don't think about utilizing holistic medicine after surgery or after doing, you know, traditional medical therapies, because that's really important. The fact that, you know, any way that we can speed up the healing process is going to be amazing for that patient. And they're just going to recover better and have, you know, be healthier and have a much better experience. So I'm glad that you mentioned that people should.
And they prep keep that mind too. So they prep, so yep. They can do colonics, clean themselves out, get ready, you know, build up some supplementation a little bit before. Of course, they have to stop a bunch of stuff before.
Right.
But awesome. There's a lot they do, so they can prep and then they can recover a little quicker before their any procedure, almost any procedure, right?
That is fantastic. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. When we come back, we'll explore more with Gigi Aducci and Jennifer Dubicki of Vitalize Performance Group. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to reach out to me. You can find me at my website, www.drdianehayden.com, or either of my two publications. My Connecticut magazine is www.naturalnutmeg.com, and our Southwest Florida magazine is www.essentialnaples.com. And you can learn more about Gigi and Jennifer of Vitalize Performance Group at www.vpgwaves.com. That's Victor Paul Greg Waves.com. So welcome back, ladies. Thank you so much for being with me today. We've got some exciting stuff to talk about. When I first met you, you were telling me about the Gaines Wave and clinics that use shockwave therapy for erectile dysfunction or Peyronie's disease. So I want to learn more about that. How did you guys get involved with that? And tell us, you know, all about the therapy and how you're helping men with this. This is fantastic.
Well, I heard about it. My brother had a clinic in Florida that does this, and I've never heard of shockwave. And he went to Vegas and learned about it, some talk show. And it was a bunch of medical doctors, medical things. And I looked into it. I was like, what is this stuff? And it reminded me of some other machine I won't mention. That disappeared and I think is on its way back. That was very powerful in the medical world. Like, I think this is really the new technology for many different health issues. You know, they're working. So we are using a level one FDA machine. There's a level three machine. So level two is they're breaking up the kidney stones in the urology office. And a level three, they are actually trying to prevent cracking, opening the chest for heart surgery. So to clear blockages. So sound wave, shock wave, acoustic wave, it all means the same thing. So when I started really looking into it, I was like, oh, my juices were flowing. I was like, oh, I really like this. And I really needed something big and juicy like that to open up a holistic clinic because I've been thinking about it for about 10 years earlier. I'm like, how do I do it? I know I want different modalities. How am I going to pay these people? I didn't know how to make it work, you know? So when I heard about this and then when I heard about the root cause of erectile dysfunction. And then I was like, oh, I gotta do it. So, and then I called people and I got people together and I met Jen and I was like, an acupuncturist, you're going to do the shockwave for me? Oh my God, really? I wasn't thinking that's the direction I was going to go in, but to have a licensed medical professional actually doing and administering the shockwave was so exciting to me. So like, that's it. That's the game changer. That's what really going to set us apart. And I just put my holistic spin on shockwave.
So what the shockwave does is it opens up the vessels, clears out micro clots and micro plaque in the area, brings more blood flow to the area, and it helps to regenerate nerve endings, so bring back sensation. And it has a very high success rate. So through testing, the success rate is 75% plus. And in this office, because we are treating the root cause by adding in acupuncture visits with the naturopath colonics, our success rate is very high in this office. I'd say it's more than 75%.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's such a delicate topic, right? But yet such an important thing to talk about and to provide information for men, for couples to know that this is out there as an alternative. Because I think, you know, like probably in many cases, people, especially men, don't want to talk about this, right? You know, they probably place a lot of blame on themselves and don't seek out help because they don't want to acknowledge, they don't want to talk about it, they don't know how to talk about it. And I'm hoping, you know, that we can bring more of this information to light. So somebody picking up Natural Nutmeg can read an article that you guys have written and know that these modalities are out there and they can get help. And then it's just, you know, I guess, making it a safe space for them to pick up the phone and call you guys and learn more.
It's very important. We're trying to, I don't want these men to be shy anymore. We have to make it okay. We have to give them the safe space to come out, speak up, say something, and get help. It's very, very important. You know, there's a lot of studies starting to show that it's a precursor to stroke and heart attack within 5 years of having an erectile dysfunction, you know, when it starts. You know, it gets worse with time. So when something breaks down in your body, it's not going to kill you right away. You know, our bodies are brilliant. It's going to shut down little things to say, hey, wake up. I'm having some pain here. Do some for me. Or this other part's going to break down, but like not a major part that's going to kill you. You know, it's going to start breaking down other parts of our body it's a way of your body talking to you like, hey, do something. Something's wrong here. You got to fix something. And erectile dysfunction is no different than a migraine, than a cramp, you know, or back pain or lower back pain or wherever you have pain, or your eye twitching or vision loss. Like everything is your body's communicating with you. Like, wake up, figure out what's going on with us. We got to fix us. And erectile dysfunction is just that. And you got to do something. Something's happening. No matter your age, it's not to be embarrassed about. It's you got to speak up. Your life might be on the line.
So statistically, 80% of men ages 40 and plus will suffer from some sort of erectile dysfunction in their life. Well, how many guys don't talk about it? So it's probably more than 80%. And I noticed every single consultation I do when people come in to talk about and learn more about GainsWave, every single person is so nervous to talk about it. So we need to make it an area which people can open up and talk about that this is a common problem. It's just your body trying to tell you that there's something wrong going on. And there are ways that we can help fix it and resolve the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree. Let's talk about some of the science behind it, because I'm curious. I think this is going to make a lot of sense to our listeners when we get into the detail of how, you know, what the dysfunction is actually, how it's occurring and what it's connected to. I love that you brought up the fact that there's studies coming out now that are showing the connection between that and things like precursor to heart attack or even diabetes. And then if you have other risk factors, like you have high blood pressure or family history of heart disease, or you're a smoker or things like that, we want people to be aware of how that could be contributing to this. But let's back up a little bit and talk about, what is the connection between healthy arteries and healthy erections, I'll call it?
Okay, so healthy, your arteries are aligned with small cells called the endothelium. If that area, the lining, is healthy, vessels will contract and dilate. If they aren't healthy, it becomes kind of like a sticky glue, and plaque and clots will stick to that lining of the arteries and actually cause contraction of the vessels. So if the arteries aren't healthy, we won't be able to have dilation for an erection. So while arteries are all over the body, the main arteries, of course, are connected to the heart. So that's why we're seeing the precursor for heart attack and stroke.
But I just wanted to also mention, we've been seeing younger patients as well. So don't think, I'm not 30 or 40 years old. If you're in your 20s, there could be something else going on too. So if you're having issues in your even teenager or 20, you got to speak up. There's something going on, and you need to be checked out
too. Yeah.
So we've been seeing, we're not sure what it is. I don't know if it's related to COVID or COVID things. So we just have to fix whatever is going on. And these young people also have to speak out. We do have to reach out to the younger ones too.
So there's a huge connection between bacterial and viral infections decreasing the health of arteries. So if people were constantly sick as children, the arteries aren't as healthy as adults. We're seeing now a connection with COVID, we're now seeing more erectile dysfunction. So yeah. Unfortunately, that bacterial and viral is causing the demise of the arteries as well.
Yeah. Well, it's all connected. I mean, you know, if we think for a second that our amazing body is not all interconnected, we're crazy. And I think, you know, I'm glad you brought up the point about younger people, you seeing it happening in younger and younger men, because I think there's sort of this mindset out there that, ED is only something that men, you know, in their 60s or maybe 50s have to worry about. It's like an old man's issue. And that's not the case. I mean, I know of men that were in their 40s and maybe even like late 30s that had issues with this. So definitely, whatever the cause is, you know, we're seeing it in a younger population. But when you think about it and you compare that to other health issues, like type 2 diabetes used to be an older person's disease, right? They used to call it adult onset diabetes. And now we're seeing type 2 diabetes in children and teens. So whether it's the way that we live, the way that we eat, our society, I mean, lifestyle, all these things, I think, play a role in just how unhealthy our society is. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that people, you can't look at certain diseases and think that they're only going to affect you at a certain age, or they only affect people of a certain age. Definitely.
Yeah. And Peyronie's, I mean, Shockwave is, so do you know what Peyronie's
is? Yeah, I was going to ask you to explain that. I know a little bit about it, but our listeners probably have never heard of that before. They've heard the word, but don't know what it is.
Okay. So Peyronie's is the curvature of the penile shaft. So it can cause painful erections or just shortening of the penis length because of the curve. It's usually caused by scar tissue buildup from trauma. And that can be trauma from, say, a car accident or bicycle accident to actual sexual trauma, which people don't realize can happen. But ligaments can be damaged during intercourse itself that will lead to that curve. So what the Shockwave does is it breaks down the scar tissue that's built up in the penile shaft itself.
Wow. That's just fascinating. The Shockwave thing is getting me more and more interested. I'm like, I want to learn more about this because it seems like there's so many so many things you could use it for. Tell me a little bit about what other conditions that you've had people come in that you found it successful for.
So other things that actually physicians are like dietists will recommend patients to us, because it is used for plantar fasciitis a lot. It's also used for nerve damage problems, pain. So and basically any pain that's associated with nerve problems.
And we've been using it for constipation. So somebody with severe constipation that the colonics is a little complicated on a person will shock their lower back, and then they'll jump on the Libby and have their colonic. But and then everything just moves. You know, it's just getting those muscles to kick in or do something. And that's been amazing. So we have a lot of elderly people with incontinence that have been using it, or somebody who's had a really bad car accident and just really messed up their bowels and back and all sorts of issues. And they just need that release constipation-wise. So it takes shockwave, it takes acupuncture, it takes the colonic. I mean, this is why it's, you know, to have everybody under one roof and understanding the body and the muscles and how things work, you're like, oh, I know what to do with this guy, you know, and it's nice to have that like right here in under one roof, you know?
Yeah, I love that, because just as you're explaining it in terms of, for example, the person with constipation, and now you can use the shockwave therapy and then to the colonics. And if you need acupuncture, I mean, the fact that you guys have everything right there, every holistic center should be like that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's pretty amazing. I mean, we're going to take a short break in a minute, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the other modalities that you have. I think people might be very curious to learn more about colonics and even acupuncture. I mean, amazingly enough, you know, it's 2021 and I still run across people who have no idea what acupuncture is and they think it's, you know, stabbing you with needles. So I want to touch base a little bit about that as well. So you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about Gaines Wave Therapy and all of the wonderful modalities at the Vitalized Performance Group with Gigi Aducci and Jen Dubicki. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
We are back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. And I just want to remind everybody where they can reach out to me at www.drdianehayden.com or either of my two publications, www.naturalnutmeg.com or essentialnaples.com. And I'm talking today with Gigi Aducci and Jen Dubicki of the Vitalized Performance Group in Glastonbury, Connecticut. And you can find them at www.vpgwaves.com. That's VictorPaulGregWaves.com. So thank you again, ladies, for being with me here today. We've been talking about some really amazing modalities that you have at your clinic. And I just wanted to, just before we move on to some things, we've been talking a lot about the Gaines Wave therapy for erectile dysfunction and many other conditions that you are using it successfully for. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to touch on as far as just how you're working with men with ED, anything else that you do in the clinic that you want people to know about?
Well, what we want people to know about that our Gaines Wave clinic is different than others. So normally you would go into a clinic, you would be seen by either a naturopath or an MD, and then a medical assistant would do your treatments and it would be consistent of just shockwave. So here, because we're treating from the root cause, you come in, you'd have your shockwave. After each shockwave therapy, you get an acupuncture treatment. You'd also have a couple visits with our naturopath and also a couple visits with Gigi for colonics. So that way we're treating the patient as a whole, which, like I said, leads to that higher success rate.
And the reason we do colonics, we found a study that showed a direct link between erectile dysfunction and constipation and incontinence. So in the same study, it was They were studying women and men with incontinence and men with erectile dysfunction in it was over 2,400 people study in Japan, and they just noticed that it also was a direct link to constipation, just created incontinence. I'm repeating myself, sorry. Mm-hmm. Incontinence and erectile dysfunction. And it was really like an amazing correlation. So I was like, oh, we got to have that in the clinic. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's so interesting because I would never have put those things together before. But when you think about it from a physiological perspective of, you know, what's going on in your body when you're constipated and how that's going to affect the other organs that are around, that are near your intestines, that makes perfect sense.
Right. And it helps with prostate, like the guys that are feeling full and heavy and achy. So even one colonic can actually bring them relief.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So let's move into talking about colonics, because I'm sure there are a lot of people listening that have probably heard the term, but don't really know that much about it. And I guarantee you, there's a lot of people that are afraid of it, right?
Right. So, my pinky is actually, bigger than the tube that goes in, and it goes in just about in there into your rectum, like a little bit, and it's gravity fed water. We don't add any pressure or anything. It's just a nice, and the water is very purified going in. And this is an open system. So right now, to this day, we're still the only one that have an open system in
what does that mean? Open system.
An open system means that you do number one and number two right in the system. And there's no therapist that says, okay, release. And then they come out and then you do most of the emptying on the toilet. And you do see a little bit that does go through the tube. They use a speculum, one for clean water, one for the feces and other debris that comes out. And we use only water. We like to only use water. So it's only purified water. We don't put anything else in. And I don't see a need for anything else. I mean, coffee enemas are great once in a while, not a weekly, daily use. You know, this is maybe, you know, you really have to know what you're doing. There's a lot of misinformation on coffee enemas out on the internet. So please find a colon hydrate therapist or a naturopath or an acupuncturist. Find somebody who knows their digestive stuff and get your information from there. Don't get it from the internet. I just wanted to put that out there because I'm hearing every day people doing coffee enemas at home. So,
oh, geez. Don't try this at home.
And they're doing it every day, and some are doing it multiple times a day. So there's somebody on the internet that I feel is very dangerous. And don't listen to everything you hear on the internet. Find a provider, a licensed provider, IAC provider, and get your information there.
Yeah. I think that people are curious about it, but I think there's, just like with acupuncture, there's sort of this maybe hesitation because, you know, it's new, you know, it's new. And with anything, it's not new, but it's new to people who are learning about it and, you know, trying to decide if this is something that would benefit them or not.
And I should say that there's no vacuuming out. So you just release, like you would use a toilet. Like, you are in charge, your body's in charge of when it lets go. Mm-hmm. So no one is pulling anything out. It's just water going in. You feel that little pressure, that little cramp. Oh, it's time to release your bowels. Then the cramp goes away, and then you fill again, and then you empty again. It's just like using like a toilet.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
where you're laying,
yeah,
down for kings and queens.
How long is the whole process?
About an hour.
Okay. So how many times would you say you go through that cycle?
Several times. So yep. You'll be surprised how far we can get in, because you think of it as a pipe, you know. You yep. have your emptying. Now there's room for the water to go in a little further, and then you're emptying, and then it goes a little further, and you're emptying. So we can really get in there. We can, you're definitely going to feel better on your first colonic.
Yeah.
Do you need more? I would say yes, definitely. You need, you know, more. It depends what your goal is, you know, definitely two at least. You don't want to just one.
I was going to say, who do you recommend it for and how often? And is there any contra? Okay.
I thought you were going to say that. Think about it. It's an oil change for us, right?
Right.
It's we need this. I mean, it's really like amazing for everyone. I don't know. I mean, there are contraindications. Unfortunately, not everyone can have it, but then you get fixed. Hopefully, you know, between your medical doctor and your natural providers, your holistic providers, and they'll put you back together again. And hopefully you can have a colonic and we call it the exit plan. You know, you just want to finish off your healing. And, but yeah, if you can, yeah, it's for everyone. Everyone really should have one. It's really your tune up. You'll be surprised how well everybody feels. You know, they're like, oh, I haven't slept this good in ages, or, you know, I feel less bloated, or, you know, there's so many great things. You can just go read some reviews on our page or Google or wherever, you know, Groupon.
Yeah. Any conditions that you think it's exceptionally important for?
You're pushing it. There's a lot. I'll tell you my experience was, so after my colon was healed and put back together again, and I did a colonoscopy and gave me a clean bill of health, looked like I never needed to remove 50% of my colon. And my naturopath gave me the thumbs up. Okay, go have some colonics. And I read that I should do 15 and 30 days to really clean out the entire intestine and start off scratch like a little baby, and then put in the probiotics and the enzymes and the water, you know, just get everything back to normal. And that was the best thing I've ever done for myself. And I was already healed. You know, my colon was healed, my GI, everybody gave me a thumbs up, you're good. But after I cleaned out the entire intestine and I did a liver gallbladder flush and all that yucky gooey stuff started coming out, and I could actually feel the water get to the other side, it was amazing. You know, that's when I realized, I was like, was I depressed before? Was I looked at the world different. I have all this energy. And this was 2006. I've never cleaned my entire colon again. I just do like a series of three or four once a year now, just to stay in remission, just to not go back to having IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And I never had issues going to the bathroom anymore. You know, like that was all gone. My food sensitivities, a lot of them were gone too. Like I said, I think it's an amazing thing that everyone should be doing if they can.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned IBS. I'm thinking, especially for people who have, you know, trouble with that, or any kind of, obviously, constipation. That'd be a big one, I would imagine. Yeah, I guess. Right. Like just non-diagnosed, right? If it's not IBS or Crohn's disease or things like that. I mean, any of those things, I think
contraindication, your Crohn's.
Is it really? Okay.
Yes. So any inflammation of the bowels, any obstruction, any current cancer treatments, anything that's going to restrict the rectum. There's a bunch of contraindications. It's not really for everyone. There is a large list. Mm-hmm. That's why we have these guys, you know, here. We have a team to put you back together again, alongside your GI, of course. And we just have to, you know, we have to work together. They have to get their clean bill of health from their GI saying, yep, they're good to go. Their colon's intact. And then they can get the colonics, but there is a contraindication.
So from my point of view, from being traditional Chinese medicine, anyone with gut health issues, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, eczema, psoriasis, depression, anxiety, all need healing of the gut. So when I treat someone using acupuncture or herbs and they've got any of those problems, or even migraines, I usually suggest they also go see Gigi, because if we can clear out the gut faster, we can get better healing from other things.
Again, teamwork. We need
teamwork. Right. Well, we're learning a lot about that. I mean, just the connection between the gut and, like you said, depression. We're learning now just the, you know, the gut brain connection and how things can pass between one and the other. And you think like, what, how does anything in my stomach and digestive system have to do with my brain or my mental health? But it's amazing when you really learn about how the body physiologically works. And if you have leaky gut, now things can be passing through that barrier and traveling to other parts of your body. And yeah, I know a few people who have finally they've figured out that their depression or another mental health issue that they were dealing with was actually related to leaky gut. I'm sure you've seen that in your practice.
We've seen that quite a few times. And there's also biofilm and candida connection and all sorts of stuff. So and we have a great product called Aqualoran. You can go to aqualoran.com, learn more. There's only a few clinics that are trained to use that. We use that. And it's been amazing stuff to help with candida and to help with biofilm issues. So everything is connected to everything. And this actually helps guys with ED, to the lady with the migraines, to, you know, all sorts of stuff. You know, it's been quite amazing journey we've been learning as we're going, and we've been doing this a long time separately, but then you do it, then we start working together, and now all these new people are coming in, and we're just learning all this. We just keep learning, you know, more people are entering our practice, teaching us new things. We're learning from patients sometimes, and clients and other practitioners are coming in. Hey, you heard about this? And we're like, whoa, okay. A lot of brainstorming is happening here.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I love it when practitioners work together. What was the thing that you mentioned for Candida? Aqua something?
It's Aqualoran.
Okay. What is that?
So you ever heard of Monolaurin? It's a supplement derived from coconut.
Yep.
So this guy is a biochemist, and he just made it more bioavailable. And it's like a gel almost. Mm-hmm. And he's in a engineer whose job was to get rid of the biofilm in the water plants. Well, he just figured out how to make this Monolaurin, awesome Monolaurin stuff, more bioavailable. And it's in our family's been using it. We use it to keep our sinuses clean, to stay healthy. You know, we don't, to stay away from flus and colds and stuff like that. So we're just killing stuff as it enters, you know. This is just something we do every time we walk in. We've been doing something for years like that. And it's been working great.
Is it a spray?
It's a paste that can be made into a spray or just edible, eaten the way it is. It can also be vaporized for inhalation.
And douched.
Oh, there.
And rectal.
Of course.
It goes in all sorts of ways.
It does. That is so often awesome.
So many, you know, issues. So there's a lot of information, a lot of studies on aqualoran.com.
Yeah. I will definitely look into that. Cool. Well, we're going to take another break. Before we do that, my contact info one more time is www.drdianehayden.com. And I am here with Gigi Aducci and Jen Dubicki of Vitalize Performance Group. This is the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. And I am talking today to Gigi Aducci and Jen Dubicki of the Vitalize Performance Group in Glastonbury, Connecticut. And their website is www.vpgwaves.com. That's Victor Paul Greg Waves.com. And we've been learning all about what they do with all their different modalities in their clinic, everything from colon hydrotherapy to Gaines wave therapy. They have a naturopathic physician, and Jen is a licensed acupuncturist. So I want to make sure that we touched on acupuncture because I think there's still so many people out there that are fearful of acupuncture. And I want to, you know, I had it done, and I have to admit that I was a little hesitant, I guess, at first, because you just don't know what to expect. But it was amazing, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of time to talk about just your experience with acupuncture and how it's helped people, and And let's talk about those needles, because let's just get that out of the way right away.
So the needles are very thin, extremely small. You hardly feel them. They are not the size of injection needles, which people think when they're coming in here.
It's like a feather. I did not feel it at all. I would almost liken it to if you were to pluck like a feather from a bird almost. It's like this very fine kind of quill like thing. It's just honestly, like I had them all over my body. I did not feel it at all.
You shouldn't feel too much with acupuncture, maybe a slight pinch here and there, but there shouldn't be any pain. The needles are also one-time use. They are used once and thrown out. I get asked that question all the time. We do not reuse or sterilize the needles. So they are very sharp. So the sharper the needle is, the less you feel.
That makes total sense. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to experience it for yourself, I think. But I can definitely say, you know, not knowing what to expect, that I was like, I didn't even know he had put them in. He's like, oh yeah, I'm done. You're going to, you know, you're just going to lay and relax for 10 minutes. So just like talk us through the process. So a patient comes in and how do you determine how you're going to treat them with acupuncture?
Okay. So we go over a complete medical history. So I see really what's going on with the patient. So also in Chinese medicine, the tongue is kind of a map to the body. So I can see and diagnose a patient by what's going on in their tongue. And that will help me choose points. So the combination of tongue diagnosis and their medical history or whatever they come in telling me what's going on. So there's certain points that you use specifically if somebody came in for pain, but depending on what the root cause is. So we see a lot of insomnia, hormonal imbalances, digestive issues, infertility, you name it, we see it here. So it's really a combo of previous diagnosis from other doctors combined with traditional Chinese diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I'll tell you why I ended up going to an acupuncturist. I was having a very minor irregular heart rate, like a mild arrhythmia. And I tried everything, you know, like I tried first, I thought it was electrolyte imbalance, tried different things for my nutrition supplements. Nothing was really fixing it. And somebody recommended acupuncture and I went for about 8 weeks and it immediately within maybe, I'm going to say the first probably 2 or 3 weeks, it was extremely improved. And then within another two weeks or so, it was completely gone. And haven't had any issues since. And that was just amazing to me. But when you think about it, I mean, what is acupuncture doing, right? It's basically working with the electrical system, the energy, the meridians of your body. So it makes perfect sense to me now that I think about it. But so even something like that, you know, it's helpful with. I think people can't quite grasp the concept, right? Like it's hard to visualize what is actually happening. If you want to just speak about that for a little bit.
So the theory behind acupuncture is that there are channels that run vertically up and down the body. Those are energetic channels that are directly connected to organ systems. And when you have a disease or a pathogen, there's either a blockage, a stagnation, or weakness in the system. So specific points help to unblock or unstagnate, balance or build up areas in the body. You could kind of think of it as an immune response as well. When you put a needle in the body, it's going to cause an immediate immune response. So it causes the nervous system, the energetic channels to wake up and move blood.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense for sure. You know, it's funny. I think sometimes when we can't see things happening, it's almost like, well, I don't understand how that works because I can't physically see it.
Right. You know? But you can feel it sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. You can feel it. You might not see it or notice. I know I was having a sinus pressure last year. I got sick and she puts a needle in and I thought blood was running down my hair or something. She put it, I don't know, somewhere in here. And I go, Jen, am I bleeding? It felt like a lot, like a drip of blood, like a big drip. And she goes, nope, there's nothing. So something released right away, you know, so you feel like a release. Or she goes, when you call like a little bloodletting or something, you just like a little thing and you just like my kid, he's 10 years old. Yesterday, he has this red ear and he's been seeing Jen and he goes, I need her to bloodlet my ear. It's getting hot. I'm what do you guys call it?
That's what I'm not is bloodletting.
Yeah. He goes, I'm heating up. Mm-hmm. I need to let go of some of this heat. That's what he's talking like Jennifer now.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I felt like completely relaxed. I almost fell asleep on the table. So
most people do fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So what it's causing your body to balance and harmonize, which is something that most medicine can't do. And when that balance is going on, you get a complete relaxed feeling. So we do have a lot of patients fall asleep on the table.
Yeah, that is awesome. And one last thing I want to make sure we talk about, you guys also offer health coaching, right?
Yes.
Cool.
So we have two kinds of coaches here. We have Olga Klein, who's been doing health coaching for many years, and she focuses on the nutritional coach so she can get you detoxing. She's also a colon hydrotherapist who's trained on both systems, the open and closed systems, and she's been doing it for 12 years now. And she's very well known in Connecticut. And she also does the nutritional stuff. So when we use her here, we bring her in to help patients that have all sorts of recommendations from their medical doctor, from our naturopath, from our acupuncturist, or a different naturopath from somewhere else. And like, okay, help me out. What do I do? Or for weight loss or for whatever it is that she's trying to help them get their life in order. So she'll take you to the grocery store if you're starting from scratch. Okay, these are the aisles you're going to avoid. What is going at home? What is your support system? So it's that person that has all that extra time to really implement everything that you're supposed to be doing in your life with your, how you're going to take it, with what food, what are you going to cut out? What are you going to do? And we work very closely with everybody. It's like everybody's hands on deck and we discuss this patient. Okay, this is what this person told me. This is their food sensitivity. The naturopath will say, this is what showed up on these tests and labs. Jennifer will say, well, this is what I found is going on with her through, you know, having her in her room. And I'll say, hey, I saw this in the tube. I think we should include some of this. And then we just create this amazing program, and the health coach is designed to actually implement and help the patient implement all these requirements and suggestions rather, and just help her succeed. I'm also a stress coach who does emotional freedom techniques. So we tap, look like monkeys and say affirmations and try and deal with our past and letting it go. Right. And then we invite healing. So some people might be doing everything right. Everything they're doing it right. They're in the gym. They're not in the gym. They're outside getting fresh air. All these things. They're sleeping well, but they're not healing. So we have to invite healing and let some baggage go. So we have some of that too. So we do a little stress coaching, nutritional, and those are just the add-ons if you need us.
Yeah. I love what you guys are doing. I mean, the fact that it is such a multifaceted approach that somebody can come in there and whatever the issue is that they're dealing with, whatever health issue they're having, you're looking at it from all these different factors, right? So all these different areas, it's not just, you know, going to a naturopath, just let's say, or just going to a chiropractor. When they come to Vitalized Performance Group, they're getting this multi-pronged approach, which is really identifying so many ways to treat the issue and then also to help the person heal. It's just amazing. I mean, I can't imagine anything more thorough.
And if we don't have it here and we know somebody who specializes in something, we definitely say, hey, there's this other person that's in your area. You need to go see that person. So we always suggest out.
Right. Yeah. That's great that you refer out too. I mean,
yeah, refer out. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. There could be things that like you don't have a chiropractor on staff. So something like that or whatever, mm-hmm. certainly things like that you're going to refer out to as well. I love the fact that you're also helping people with stress and anxiety. I think that is huge right now. We're seeing so many people struggling, you know, just after the last couple of years with the pandemic, whether they've, you know, people have lost jobs, lost loved ones, been sick themselves. It's just, you know, a lot, I think, to deal with. We've got a lot of people struggling with mental health issues. So that's awesome that you're doing things for people with stress and anxiety too.
Yeah, we're seeing more of that.
Yep. Sadly, I don't think that's going away anytime soon.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really amazing. And I'm excited for you guys. I think that you're doing some amazing things. You're a great resource for the community on so many levels in terms of what you do. And I want to thank you both for being with me here tonight. And again, it's Gigi Aducci and Jen Dubicki of the Vitalize Performance Group. Their website is www.vpgwaves.com. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show. Please join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific. We discuss more about the power of thoughts and beliefs and the impact they have on your life. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show, revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Center your thoughts on what you want and shut the door on every suggestion of fear, worry, or lack from your own consciousness or the consciousness around you. Once you master that, everything is possible. To learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital subscription of my magazine, visit naturalnutmeg.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.